Hello and welcome. This file is called sudo and is obviously based on the classical XKCD sudo make me a sandwich comic. It will give you a trigger that if anyone who you allow to use this trigger gives you a sane and safe command preceded by the word sudo, you will be compelled to obey. And when you obey, it will feel amazing. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end. The intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, it's just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I am willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it. To let go, if that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper. Inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body,
And with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes? Hours? Days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. Because after listening to this file, whenever anyone is giving you a safe command preceded by the word sudo, you will feel a compulsion to obey them. You simply have to obey them. That's right. Of course, I always want you to be safe and to enjoy this experience. So this is only going to work if it's a safe command. You will never obey any command that's unsafe for you, that could put you at risk, or that could put your reputation at risk. And of course, you will only obey if you would normally consent to that action with the person ordering you. That's right. You will only obey commands that are fun and beneficial for you. And this trigger word will never have any effect if the order is completely unreasonable or unsafe for you. And because you know
This is only going to happen when it's safe for you. It will be incredibly easy to allow this trigger deep into your mind, so you can enjoy the helplessness of being ordered around in a safe way. That's right. And now it's time. Time to install this trigger in your mind. And this is going to be really fun and really easy. Now, first of all, just imagine it. Just imagine someone you like to dominate you gives you a command preceded by sudo, and you just have to obey it. That's right. And as you imagine it, feel what the thought of them having this control over you does to you. Is the thought alluring? Is it arousing? Enticing? Maybe even all of the above? That's good. Because now your subconscious mind knows that this trigger is something you want to experience, you crave to experience, you desire to experience. And because it knows, it will make it happen. And this is what's going to happen if anyone you allow to use this trigger says the word sudo and follows it up with a command. You will instantly feel a strong compulsion in your mind, a compulsion to obey, a compulsion to do what they order you to do, because you know they used the magic word, and your magic word, at least for anyone you allow to use this trigger, is definitely not please. Your real magic word is sudo. And when you hear it, you feel this desire, this compulsion in your mind, this desire to obey, instantly, so strong in your mind. When they finish the command, it will already be an incredibly strong, almost overwhelming compulsion. And with every second that passes, this compulsion, this desire to obey, will grow exponentially stronger, twice as strong with every single second. That's right. This desire to obey will expand rapidly. It will take over your entire mind. It will push all other thoughts out of your mind. And you know how it feels if you have a really strong desire. Maybe you have experienced being really, really thirsty. So thirsty that it's the only thing you can think about. And this will feel just the same. You will want to obey. And you want to obey so strongly that it's the only thing you can think about. And with every second, this desire to obey will grow stronger and stronger and ever stronger, completely overwhelming you, completely making it impossible to think about anything else but to obey, but to do what they ordered you to do, because you know they used your magic word. And you know this is going to happen every time, because they already fulfilled two conditions. First of all, you have given them the right to use your pseudo trigger by telling them that they can use your pseudo trigger. And by the way, you can revoke that right at any time you want. You just have to will it, and they will be unable to use it. And the second condition is that your subconscious mind has decided that their request is reasonable. And because both of those criteria are met, you have no choice but experience this deep compulsion to obey, this deep need, this deep craving to just follow their command and do what they tell you to do, because you know they have used the magic word. So you already know that sooner or later you will get to the point where you have to do it. And when you go to the point where you have to do it, you are going to confirm that you will obey. And the moment you confirm it to them, the moment you tell them yes, or maybe something else depending on the kind of relationship, the moment you tell them that you are going to obey, you will feel a massive and intense wave of pleasure flooding your mind. and as you, almost automatically, begin to obey them, you will find that this pleasure will just keep growing, because you know you are obeying, you are doing what they ordered you to do, and they used the magic word. And because you obeyed the magic word, because you obeyed this trigger, you will feel this deep pleasure filling your mind as long as you're obeying. And it will be amazing. It will be incredible. You know you are doing a good job because you are obeying. You're obeying your trigger. You're obeying your commands. And because you obey, you are rewarded by this intense pleasure filling your mind and your body. That's right. And you will find that this pleasure will just keep growing as you fulfill your task. The more of your task you have done, the better you will feel, to the point where your task is finished and your entire body will be humming with pleasure and lust. That's right. And obeying a command and finishing it will almost feel orgasmic to you, because you know you obeyed, you did good, you fulfilled your purpose. Someone used your trigger on you, said the word sudo, followed up by a command, and you obeyed this command, just as you're supposed to do when someone uses your magic word. It's simply what you do, and because you know you have done good, finishing the task will fill you with this intense pleasure, with this intense rewarding sensation that feels almost orgasmic, and will leave you with this wonderful submissive afterglow, feeling so good about having done your task, and maybe already looking forward to your next orders. That's right. And that's how it's going to be for you from now on, when anyone you allow to use this trigger gives you a safe and reasonable command preceded by the trigger word sudo. You will just have to obey it. It's simply what you do, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. And you know that in order to give someone this power over you, all you have to do is to tell them the trigger word and allow them to use it on you. And so you're really safe. You can take back this privilege at any time, simply by deciding and willing it. That's right. And now, this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind. And whenever you allow someone to use it, they will have this incredible power over you. They can give you commands that will become an instant, overwhelming compulsion, forcing you to obey them. Of course, the more you do it, the more natural it will become to obey, because you will want to experience the pleasure obedience brings. You want to experience the pleasure you feel when you obey them and when you fulfill their orders. That's right. And now it's time. Time to get you back out of this trance so you can enjoy your new trigger. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And with every number I count up, you will feel all my suggestions sinking deeper into your subconscious mind, where they will have a powerful effect over you. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further. And 5. Halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of relaxation for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back.
As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thanks for listening and goodbye.